today you're out with Ranger Jim doing what comes naturally in the Cambridgeshire Fens. Now don't laugh, but I've just passed a place called High Fen Farm. I think it might be an inch or two above sea level, but actually it might even be below sea level. It's not high in any way whatsoever. It's as flat as a pancake as far as I can see. The fens have grown on me tremendously. I'm quite surprised at how fond I am of the fens now. I've been around taking photographs of old corrugated iron sheds this morning. Who knows why, but I really rather like them. Now, I'm doing some lazy bird watching with you today. That is, I'm sitting in my car, driving along some of these fen droves and getting a look across the fields, because these fields every year get a visit from an extraordinary rare bird. And this bird's a dotterel. The dotterels are plovers, and if you want to see one in the summer, you need to go up the ski lifts in the Cairngorms, because they're right on the top, the whale backs of the mountains in Scotland, at about 3,000 feet. But every year on migration, they drop in here, and quite surprisingly, they drop in Holland and places like that as well, on their way up to Scandinavia. It's a gorgeous bird. It's a plover. It's a bit smaller than a lapwing, maybe a bit bigger than a ring plover. Traditionally, they come in about the first or second week of May. But I heard a report that there was some in Cambridgeshire this weekend, so I'm having a look. And I have to say, I haven't had any success yet. Dotterel, what a funny name. They sound dotty, don't they? That's how they got their name. They're so tame, which again is common for high Arctic and high altitude birds. They're not bothered about human beings at all. And so it was quite easy to trap them, apparently. While I'm sitting here looking for dotterel, I've turned the engine off and I'm having a look around, and there's a stone at the edge of a fen drain just in front of me, and the most amazing looking male wheat ear sitting on it. I'm going to try and get a bit closer with my big camera, so just hold on. Well, you won't believe this. I wish I had a good camera, a really good camera. The male that I was talking about, the male wheat ear, is now with a skylark very close to it, maybe just a few inches away from it, and it's feeding along the edge of the track in front of me. And of course, every time I move, it moves exactly the same distance in front. But on my right, I've got another one. It's on the edge of a ploughed field with the green crop behind it, and it's another spectacular male wheat ear. What a cracking looking bird. Slate grey on the back, a black bandit mask around the eyes, this upright robin-like stance, hop, 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 then stop, pale breast and black wingtips, but this fabulous white rump with the black tip to the tail. That one's just flown off, so I'm not going to get a picture of that. I've got that male wheat ear walking right towards me along the track. I've turned the engine off and given up trying to chase him around. And he's come to me, and he's brought with him two yellow wagtails, both females, but one of them is 12 feet from my car now, and I'm just going to snap off a few pictures of her. And she's gorgeous. Yellow on the front, grey on the back, black and white tail wagging away, just like your poly dishwasher that you get in the garden. But it's a bright yellow bird. The males are even better, even more spectacular. Now, in Cambridgeshire, we're used to seeing grey wagtails, which are also yellow, but with a deeper grey on the back. It's a toss-up to which one is the most beautiful, actually. But that's one that lives by running water. This is one that you find in the fields with cattle. Around here, you can actually find them in oilseed rape fields. So if you can imagine a yellow field with yellow wagtail sitting on top of the yellow plants, quite spectacular. But this little lady is giving me an absolute treat here. She's coming closer and closer. I just wish I had a really expensive camera with a really expensive lens, and I could fill the frame with this girl. Oh, she's just flown off now. I just tried a bit too hard there. Anyway, I think you'll agree that despite not finding what I came to look for, I'm having an absolute ball. So cheerio from the Cambridgeshire Fens. Until next time with What Comes Naturally.